A line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After Elon Musk placed employees of the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency on paid leave, President Trump was asked about it.
Elon can't do and won't do anything without our approval, and we'll give him the approval where appropriate, where not appropriate, we won't.
White House official says Musk is a special government employee, unpaid. The presidents of the U.S. and Mexico agreed to delay tariffs for a month. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
The president said in a social media post that he had a very friendly conversation with the president of Mexico and that he was glad to hear that they're going to send 10,000 troops to the Mexican northern border and that that will be used to address the flow of drugs across the border into the United States. It is just not clear what the metrics are that the administration is looking to see.
That means what results are expected. There are no credible threats against New Orleans for the Super Bowl, say U.S. officials. This is ABC News. It's been a wet few days in Northern California due to an atmospheric river. Another is arriving this week. Will stretch down into fire-ravaged Southern California.
In the Sonoma County wine country, a weekend of heavy rain brought flooded roads and trees came down on some homes. Michelle Lee was trying to drive on roads along the Russian River, and it was a no-go.
There is an enormous amount of flooded water coming through. The vineyards are all flooded. The road is flooded.
And now the next system arriving will dip a bit south, bringing much-needed rain to Southern California as well. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
More than 200 earthquakes on the Greek island of Santorini were recorded in the area over the past 3 days. While all the quakes were a magnitude 4.5 or below, officials are encouraging people on the island to avoid large gatherings and remove non-structural vulnerabilities, as they say, in their buildings. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Bracing for tariff impacts in Wisconsin.
James Vanderloo, head at global freight forwarder OEC Group Milwaukee, says businesses importing from Canada, Mexico, and China are unlikely to take on the costs that come with tariffs.
When you're looking at things at 10-25%, it's really hard for businesses to be able to justify absorbing all of that cost, so typically they'll pass it on to the consumer.
A recent Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce survey found 56% of respondents opposing 125% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and half predicting those would have a negative impact on their businesses. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dane County will no longer provide the federal government with names of former jail inmates believed to be undocumented immigrants. County Executive Melissa Agard says that followed numerous discussions.
It's important for us as elected officials to hear directly from the people whom we represent, and you know, the continued participation in a program that does not align with the values of our constituents, of our friends and neighbors, means that we need to sever ties with it.
Sheriff Calvin Barrett announced last week that his office has decided to cease involvement with the state criminal alien assistance program. That's a decision Agard says she supports. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is again trying to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list. The 7th District Republican has introduced the Pet and Livestock Protection Act. That's nearly identical to the Trust the Science Act from last session.
And the reason it's so important is we could get it in statute, and it does not allow for judicial review. So some coastal judge who doesn't know much about wildlife can't stop wolf management in the states.
The bipartisan bill passed the House last session, but not the U.S. Senate. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Overcast today and a bit gloomy, with high temperatures in the upper 20s. However, overnight tonight, we crash cold down to near zero. Waking up early tomorrow morning, we'll be battling a wind chill, where it'll really be feeling more like 10 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 27.
Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And thanks for joining us for AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to be with you here today for what is going to be a very busy program. We have a lot to talk about. Tariffs, of course, is one of the big headline news-making items that we saw over the weekend, and we're going to dive into that from a market perspective and get some thoughts from Capitol Hill and more here on the show today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. We're spending the day, we spent yesterday as well, at the AgMarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're going to get some perspective on the conference later the show with Jacob Burks from AgMarket.net, and we're going to have more coverage from their conference tomorrow on the show as well. Coming up in segment three, we're going to hear from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and get his thoughts on tariffs and some other topics. Of course, he's been in many hearings on Capitol Hill for President Trump's cabinet nominees. We're going to get his perspective on RFK Jr., Brooke Rollins, and more. So we'll talk with Senator Grassley coming up after the bottom of the hour. Then in segment two, we're going to get an update on the weather with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. Are we going to see any pattern shifts as we get into the month of February? I know the groundhog saw a shadow, six more weeks of winter. I wonder if we're going to see a change and maybe get some more winter-like conditions here. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Let's kick things off, though. Take a look at how the markets are moving early on Monday and reacting to the tariff news and more. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, joins us to kick off the show. And Darren, good to have you with us. I'm going to wind you up a little bit and let you go here, so to speak. Your reaction and the market reaction here to all the tariff news and everything that's kind of going on surrounding this right now, Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. I'll try not to get too wound up on this. To me, this is just more of the same. We saw it 4 years ago plus, 4 to 8 years ago. We're seeing it again now right off the bat. A lot is said and done for different purposes other than actual politics or economics. from a narcissistic point of view, you know, a lot is said and done for the U.S. president to maintain, to continue to be the main topic. I mean, just go through what you know, the list you just said. Almost every segment we'll be discussing his latest actions and thoughts and statements. And it's that way with every media outlet around the world. And that's really one of the goals. Is there really a political goal or an economic goal to all of this nonsense? Absolutely not. There just really isn't. And so that's why this morning what we're seeing outside of the U.S. stock indexes, you know, what we're seeing is the reality that now there's supposedly talks amongst the, you know, U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Maybe the tariffs will, maybe they won't go into play. You know, this, it's just the same nonsense we saw before and something that we're going to have to grow numb to, just as we did before. And I think we'll see the markets do the same.
I'll ask you, someone has made the comment to me here the last 24 hours that sometimes if these tariffs, when they go on, they're kind of hard to end up taking off, and the markets can tend to just get used to them, so to speak. I mean, the last tariffs that were put on China are still on. Just looking at, the market fundamentals here, I mean, do we see these markets historically tend to adjust to these things and then get back to real fundamentals?
Yes, we do. You know, the real fundamentals don't change, you know, as dramatically as say the funds do. So it's the difference between funds and fundamentals. You know, so what we've seen here of late, particularly in the corn market, is, you know, the fundamentals have been growing less bullish. We've been seeing more carry in being put into the future spreads, both the March, May, and May, July. And we're seeing the basis weaken against both the March and May futures contracts. So, you know, we know the commercial side's been putting pressure on this. At the same time, you know, the funds have been buying, and they've built themselves up to a very large net long and long futures position. And this makes the market more vulnerable to these types of headlines. And so, you know, what we saw overnight was a reaction. You know, the algorithms kicked in and they sold the market. They've sold it the last couple of days, but the fundamentals aren't changing all that much. Fundamentals are taking into account that we're probably going to see some demand destruction with all of this. You know, certainly we saw it in soybeans a number of years ago. Where now the U.S. is just a secondary player on the global soybean market. Yeah. And yeah, who knows how all this is going to play out. My guess is, again, it's just a game. It's just a game that the U.S. administration likes to play, feels like it gives it more power by saying the tariff word and throwing it around rather dangerously. But, you know, as you said, these things have lasting power, and we'll see what happens.
Compared to when we had this the first time around, I mean, there's some things that are maybe different here. I think one that pops out of my head is that on the soybean side, on the supply side, there are way more soybeans in the world pipeline right now, Darren.
There are, you know, because again, the U.S. is a secondary player, and so that comes down to who's the primary players, and that's obviously Brazil as the world's number one producer and exporter at this point, and still the world's largest buyer is China. Chinese demand continues to stay strong, and Brazil looks to have a big crop this year, right, by everything that we can read in the markets. Again, with looking at both the March, May, May, July future spread, the U.S. basis, the demand for U.S. soybeans starting, you know, seeing its seasonal slowdown, and that's simply because early harvest is going on. It seems like harvest gets a little earlier every year in Brazil, and you know, not only does it get earlier, it seems like the crops get bigger. So, you know, so yeah, I mean, the supply and demand, there's no shortage of soybeans globally, and you know, with China basically having made up its mind back in 2018 when the first round of trade wars and tariffs went along, made up its mind it was only going to buy the bare minimum that it needed from the United States, and that's certainly been the way it's played out. And so now with, again, Brazil having a good crop, I think it's going to continue to weigh on the U.S. market.
Darren, we got about a minute here. Final thoughts from you. Anything else you're watching here as we kick off the week?
I think it's going to be interesting to see how the energy sector plays out here over the course of this week. You know, it's going to get caught up in this updrafts and everything else. You know, again, we saw it initially overnight. We saw all the markets rallying, you know, U.S. crude oil. We saw, you know, I mean, and it's because we import more crude oil from China than from Canada than anywhere else. So I think it's just going to be another sector that gets caught in this grinder of you know, maybe not over the course of the week and months ahead.
Yeah, very true. I noticed cattle in the red, too, even after a friendly inventory report on Friday. So I wonder if that's maybe some tariff reaction there as well.
I think this it could have, you know, certainly the trade war with Mexico that's brewing. Plus, you know, there is a tie between live cattle and the U.S. stock indexes, and they're certainly under pressure here to start the week.
That's a good point. Dara Newsome, senior market analyst at Barchart, joining us for our weekly conversation here on AOA. Appreciate the time as always. Have a great week, Dara. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the weather. What is happening in terms of maybe a pattern shift for February? EPM meteorologist John Baranek will join us for that conversation. Coming up next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue on AOA. We are live today at the AgMarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to talk about the conference coming up here later in the show with Jacob Burks from agmarket.net. And I'll give a plug. We're going to have some more conversations from the show tomorrow on AOA. We're going to hear from Dan Bossy with Ag Resource Company, some other of the great folks on the Ag Market team. We're also going to talk with the Clean Fuels Alliance team for our monthly conversation. Kurt Kovark's going to be with us. All that's coming up on tomorrow's show. So just a little plug there. We're going to have a lot of great stuff from this conference and more tomorrow. And then later this week, we're going to be at the Cattle Industry Convention at San Antonio, Texas. So a very busy week here on AOA. Hopefully the weather's going to be good for all the traveling I got to do. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek is with us. John, hope you had a great weekend. And am I going to have clear skies and clear sailing for all this travel I got this week? How's that weather looking?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the day and where, because, I mean, we've got a pretty active storm track this week. Jesse, sorry to tell you about that. So we got, just a mess of things going on this week, unfortunately, for you.
Set it up for us. I'm heading south to Texas, so hopefully I'm not impacted too much. But what is this mess? Untangle this mess for us a little bit that we're looking at to start the month.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of set ourselves up finally into our typical La Nina setup here. We get this big trough over the Pacific Northwest, a ridge kind of around the south and southeast, and they kind of do battle across the middle of the country here for this week. And that's, if you look at the temperature map right now and you look up into Canada, I mean, they're 20 to 30 degrees below zero right now. So there's all the cold air. And then if you look at the south, it's in the 50s and 60s this morning. So there's all the warm air. And, man, do storm systems just love to track right through the middle of that. So we'll be getting several of those here this week. I mean, we already had one go through Canada over the weekend. It set this front up kind of through the Corn Belt. And just on the north side of it, we've got some snow going on right now. So anybody traveling up there, got to deal with the cold and the snow. But then, that's not the only one. Like I said, it's going to be active. This trough out in the Pacific Northwest will send a piece of energy into the plains on Wednesday, and that'll cruise its way eastward for Thursday, maybe into Friday. The unfortunate thing here is that there's going to be some areas that are cold enough for snow across the north, warm across like the Ohio Valley and south for rain. But in between, we could end up with areas of freezing rain. And that looks to be the most significant from, say, Iowa through Ohio and southern Michigan. And that would be kind of Wednesday night into Thursday morning, as it looks right now. And it does look like a lot right now. So that's some areas we're going to have to look at pretty closely here in the short term. And then we get another system that kind of follows a similar path for the weekend, gets out into the plains on Friday night, most likely on Saturday, and then heads eastward for Sunday. And that one will be a quick mover, but again, have the same issues and almost the exact same spots. Northern snow, some rain south, and then freezing raining then, which seems to be targeting kind of the Iowa through Ohio area. So, we're going to have kind of a mess of things. Good news, you're going south to Texas. Mm-hmm. You might have some rain, maybe some thunderstorms going through for you. But, yeah, it's going to be a mess of a week for a lot of us here.
So as we see a bit of this pattern shift and some of this moisture coming through, is this an indication of maybe a longer-term shift here? Because I know there's a lot of farmers in the Midwest and Plains who are talking about how they don't have a whole lot of precipitation. I think Iowa, January, was the second driest on record. Are we going to see a meaningful shift here to give us some moisture to try and help out the soil, John?
Yeah, that's the good news out of this whole thing, is that we do, get some good precipitation where we need it, and we just haven't gotten it. The southwestern plains, those hard red winter wheat areas there in western Kansas all the way through the Texas Panhandle, usually don't end up with a whole bunch out of this. Usually that system kind of moves there, and it moves quickly enough eastward where we don't get a whole lot of showers there in the central and southern plains. But for the northern plains, for the upper Midwest, for the entire Midwest and the East Coast, we do end up with some pretty good precipitation, and we're kind of in a snow drought for a lot of us up here up north. Until this morning, I haven't had any snow hardly over the last month, and I got just a quarter of an inch, maybe just enough to cover the ground, but at least it's something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we've had a lot more heavier snow here across the Dakotas into Montana and Wyoming. That's good news for getting that soil moisture in there. And, you know, we're going to continue to see that here as long as this stays this way. Fortunately, it's not, and we'll probably see the cold air win out next week, and that pushes the storm track a little bit further south, and some of these northern areas that kind of really need the moisture aren't going to get a whole lot of it in the colder air. But and that might screw up travel for you next week when we go to the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville with that southern storm track. That might end us up in some fun business, but we can talk about that next Monday. We just deal with 1 week at a time here. But we do have at least some, you know, with this active pattern getting us into a little bit more precipitation, ahead of spring too, which is good. This is kind of the, you know, February into March period. We want to kind of build that up as much as we can here before we hit spring.
And that's the thing, is try to build it up before spring, because we know, John, if we get into spring planting season, a wet, muddy spring is nobody's best friend.
Right. Yeah, nobody wants to see that. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're working outside and you have to deal with it, that sucks. But, I mean, if you can't plant, or you've got cattle out there that are trudging through mud and getting stuck, and you know, nobody loves a muddy spring except maybe – I don't know. Ducks? Did they? I don't know. That would be like the only thing in my eye.
We're talking with DTM meteorologist John Baranek here on AOA today. John, let's go to South America. And what is some of the latest that you are seeing down there? I know we kind of talked last week about maybe some growing concerns in Brazil and Argentina. Is that still the case? I mean, is it status quo right now? Where are things in South America?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, a tale of two areas right now. Central Brazil is a big focus area. Argentina is the other. I mean, starting in Central Brazil, they've had some really heavy rain for basically months, and they've had very few, you know, spots where they've been able to dry out. And that was great during the growing season, but now that they're in harvest season for those soybeans and planting, trying to plant that safrinha corn, it's bad news for them. Very heavy over the weekend, lots of 2 to 4 inch amounts just plastered through that whole area. So that's not good news for them. They are going to dry out a little bit here from east to west in the region this week. So some areas are going to end up with some drier conditions here this week. Unfortunately for them, though, I mean, models are kind of pumping showers right back in next week, so that doesn't last too long. But they are going to get a little bit of a window of opportunity for a lot of the region here to get some field work done. But they are so far behind right now, Jesse. The stats I got from the state of Mato Grosso there, which is the highest production state in the country. Their corn planting's only at 6% done. Well, they only have 3 weeks left before that window shuts. So, I mean, that's not a lot of time to plant 94% of your corn. So they're going to be in a big crunch. So they've got a window that's good for them, but it's a short window and it's surrounded by more rain. So we'll have to keep seeing, you know, they're used to rain happening down there, but you know, to this degree and for this long, is not a good thing for them. It's going to make everything a little bit slower. The other part was Argentina, and they've been basically the opposite, very dry for a long time. Temperatures over the weekend were up near 100 degrees again. The areas in kind of east central Argentina, which is a pretty high production zone, have been the driest and not necessarily the hottest, but you know, terrible conditions. They do get a front to move in today and tomorrow. It's not that great, but Wednesday they get some really good showers. But then after that, you know, it's again dry conditions and heat. So they get some needed rain here this week, but man, it's not going to turn anything around down there. So we still have some major concerns going on down in Argentina as well.
Okay. John, we're up against the clock. Anything final, real quick, that you want folks to pay attention to this week with the weather?
Yeah, the other thing to talk about, and I'm sure we'll talk about it next week, is the polar vortex. We haven't heard a lot about that recently, but it looks like that will be becoming a thing here for later in February. So get used to that. We might have a larger cold shot here at the end of the month.
John, polar vortex should be a dirty word in my book. Why did you have to bring that up here?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Well, we'll talk more about that next week. We're up against the clock. DTN meteorologist John Baranek, always appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for joining us on the show, and have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, you too, Jesse. Talk to you next week.
John Baranek there. Find the latest weather forecast at DTNPF.com. Up next on AOA, we're going to get perspective from Capitol Hill. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley will join us after this. You're listening to AOA, Agriculture of America. Are you heading to NCBA in San Antonio? On Wednesday, February 5th, stop by Novo Nessus Booth 2251 for some exciting live radio. AOA will be broadcasting live from 9 to 10 a.m. We will be highlighting how research-proven probiotics support the normal development and productivity of cattle, as well as more about world-leading biosolutions from Novo Nessus, formerly Christian Hansen. Also on Thursday at 11:30 in the Learning Lounge, I will be hosting a Novo Nessus panel. We'll see you in San Antonio. Are you heading to National Farm Machinery Show? This is Jesse Allen. I'll be broadcasting AOA Live on Thursday, February 13th from 10 to 11 a.m. from AGI Booth 7423. In advance of 2025 planting, now is the time to adopt a review, repair, replace strategy. Stop by AGI's booth to get tips and learn what's new in grain storage, conditioning, and material handling. That's Thursday, February 13th from AGI Booth 7423 from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern at National Farm Machinery Show.
Listening to AOA.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange today, milk moved higher after the announcement of the pause in the tariff against Mexico. February milk up 16 to 2006, March up 33 to 1964, April up 19 to 1936, May up 11 at 1924. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets mostly low around the day. Strength in the grain markets also still some concern about what's going to happen with all of these different tariff announcements. Really caused a lot of uncertainty in the cattle markets, and that led to a bit of a sell-off in the markets. Also, overbought conditions from last week's gains pressuring markets as well. Hog markets also mostly lower with the exception of the nearby month that closed higher again. The trade trying to digest all these different tariff announcements. February live cattle down $1.62 to $202.97. March feeder cattle down $5.22 to $270.50. February hogs up 15 cents to $84.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, wheat all higher after the announcement of the pause in tariffs against Mexico. Some strong weekly export sales for corn and beans supporting those two complexes. Wheat higher as well due to some strength in Matif wheat prices and a lower dollar. New crop corn up 5 to 465 and a quarter. New crop beans up 12 and a quarter to 1063 and a quarter. March wheat up 7 and a quarter to 566 and three quarters.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues as we broadcast live from the agmarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Jesse Allen back with you here. A lot of talk at this conference about the tariffs over the weekend, of course, from President Donald Trump on Canada, Mexico, and China. A lot of things that we're watching on Capitol Hill right now, and joining us for some perspective, pleased to welcome back to the show, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Senator Grassley, it's good to hear from you again, sir. I hope all is well.
Thank you, Jesse. Glad to be with you and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I'm always happy to talk about farming.
Well, I would love to start with your perspective and thoughts on the tariffs. And this was all long rumored, and we know that there's presumably going to be some impacts here on farmers and agriculture. As you look at the whole tariff talk, and I know we've talked in the past that you are a proponent of free and fair trade. I guess your perspective, sir, on what we're seeing with the tariff situation right now.
Well, historically, I've been for free and fair trade. That's still my ideological leanings. Mostly because agriculture is so dependent upon profitability of exporting about a third of our production. And so I'm still a free trader. But, you know, most of my political career, I've been a majority of Congress being free traders. Now I'm in a minority. I might be wrong, so I think I should give Trump an opportunity to show that his approach to getting freer trade by putting tariffs on and negotiating countries to be more fair to the United States. Obviously, I hope he's right. If in a while we find out he's wrong, then, you know, I'll have to say so. But right now it's wait and see. In the meantime, you'll see on my X account this morning that I tweeted that we've had a 20% increase in inflation under Biden, and we don't need, and particularly as that hits fertilizer, we don't need to make it any worse for farmers because we import most of our potash from Canada, and I'm asking the president to exempt the potash from his tariff.
Okay. It's going to be something we're going to have to watch and see how this all plays out. And a great point on the potash and the fertilizer aspect of this. I want to shift gears. I know you've been involved in many nomination hearings here in the last several weeks on Capitol Hill for President Trump's cabinet nominees. Curious on RFK Jr., maybe thoughts there on what you've seen and heard for the pick for Health and Human Services. I know that's been one of the more maybe controversial names on the list. What are your feelings as we've heard more from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here in the last week or so?
Well, just reading about his history and his policy statements prior to visiting with him in my office, I had a lot of questions about his positions on some agricultural issues. I discussed them with him for about an hour. When he left, I guess I was less concerned. And then one of the things I brought up, the seven questions that I brought up to him, was this issue that usually the Department of Agriculture and the EPA has more to do with farming than almost any government agency. And consequently, I said, you're going to be head of HHS. I want you to stay out of what those departments are doing. And he said, I agree with you.
Okay. I would throw this over to Brooke Rollins at USDA, another nominee that it seemed her confirmation hearing was rather friendly, I feel. There were some questions, but it seemed like she came out of that hearing and looks like she is going to be
confirmed as the next Secretary of Agriculture. At least that's the perception that I have. What's your perspective on Brooke Rollins, Senator?
At noon today, the Agriculture Committee is going to meet and vote her out. And I think it'll be bipartisan. And that might surprise you, but stop to think that most five-year farm bills and most agricultural issues are very bipartisan. And I think she'll be approved. She's not big into agriculture as a family, coming from a family involved in agriculture, but she attended Texas A&M. She's got her fingers into agriculture, maybe in a small way, the same way that you could kind of say Chuck Grassley has his fingers in agriculture. But she, when you go through high school and your early years being 4-H members and FFA members, it seems to me that you have to have some understanding of agriculture. Now, I worked with her on an issue that was non-agriculture in Trump 45 when she was heading up his team to get the greatest criminal justice reform legislation through the Congress, and I was the Republican leader on that. Durbin was a Democrat leader, and we got it passed. So I worked closely with her there. So I think I have a friendly relationship with her, and I can get my points on agriculture through to her pretty easy.
I want to ask you, I noticed we have a reintroduction of the Farm to Fly Act. You and some of your Senate colleagues have reintroduced that bill surrounding sustainable aviation fuel. And I know that is an ongoing priority of many folks in the ag industry. Talk about the Farm to Fly Act for us and your thoughts on what we could see for movement there in this Congress, sir.
Well, I think it's going to come up as part of a tax issue with what you call the section code 45Z, because I think that we're subsidizing some imports into the country at a higher level than we are soybeans produced in the United States. I don't think we should be subsidizing any imports of energy into the United States. We ought to be helping our own industry. And if we don't make some changes in it, as this legislation would imply, we need to, it's going to be a sad situation.
And I know we saw that the outgoing administration, we saw some of that 45Z guidance rolled out, and then USDA, outgoing Secretary Vilsack, they put out some of their climate smart practice guidelines, but now the Trump administration has to kind of piece all of this together, and then we see this legislation, of course, in Congress. Your thoughts with the Trump administration, do we see changes here to the sustainable aviation fuel conversation, possibly?
Listen, one thing about the bill that I didn't think that's pretty darn important, and that's to have a definition of sustainable aviation fuel in order for people to have private investment in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of things for us to watch on that front. I should ask you about the farm bill. Of course, that's another hot topic for many in agriculture. And I know Congress has been busy at work, and the folks on the Ag Committee hard at work as well here in both the House and the Senate. I would think farm bill is probably going to come up after some other issues, such as tax-related issues and items, et cetera. What's some of the latest you've heard on the farm bill, sir?
Very little, because we're just getting organized, and I think getting a Secretary of Agriculture in place is very important. The committee, I think that Republican leadership of this committee is ready to go based upon the framework that was put out in the last Congress, a Republican framework to be opposite the Democratic framework, and I think there's the work of the last 2 years will make it easy to get a consensus this year and get a bailout. But I think that we have things like maintaining the estate tax exemption, which will expire in December 31st of this year as part of the 2017 tax bill. And I think these trade issues that we're working on are as important as the farm bill. But I don't put the farm bill third in priority, because a five-year certainty for farmers to be able to look ahead and say, this is what I can count on for the next 5 years, is very, very important.
It's going to be one of many topics of conversation over the next several months, no doubt, and a lot of things going on Capitol Hill. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, good to talk with you again, sir. Thanks for joining us on AOA. Have a great rest of your week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'll be back with you whenever you want me. Goodbye.
Thank you, sir. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley joining us here on AOA today. Always good to get Senator Grassley's perspective on what we're seeing on Capitol Hill in terms of farm bill we talked about there, and SAF and the Farm to Fly Act and more. Tariffs, of course, a big talking point here to kick off this week. And that's a big key point here at the agmarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where we're broadcasting at today. And we'll have more coverage from the convention tomorrow. But up next, we're going to get some perspective on what is being talked about here at the conference. Jacob Burks with AgMarket.net will join us on the way after this here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Did you know?
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And I'm Brian Winnikins. A reminder, at this hour, Main Street is closed in downtown Durand due to firefighters on the scene of a fire at Rooster Tail here in downtown Durand. Again, at this hour, Main Street in downtown Durand is closed as firefighters are on the scene of a fire at the Rooster Tail here in downtown Durand. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest.
Are you heading to NCBA in San Antonio? On Wednesday, February 5th, stop by Novo Nessus booth 2251 for some exciting live radio. AOA will be broadcasting live from 9 to 10 a.m. We will be highlighting how research-proven probiotics support the normal development and productivity of cattle, as well as more about world-leading biosolutions from Novo Nessus, formerly Christian Hansen. Also on Thursday at 11:30 in the Learning Lounge, I will be hosting a Novo Nessus panel. We'll see you in San Antonio. Are you heading to National Farm Machinery Show? This is Jesse Allen. I'll be broadcasting AOA Live on Thursday, February 13th from 10 to 11 a.m. from AGI booth 7423. In advance of 2025 planting, now is the time to adopt a review, repair, replace strategy. Stop by AGI's booth to get tips and learn what's new in grain storage, conditioning, and material handling. That's Thursday, February 13th from AGI booth 7423 from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern at National Farm Machinery Show.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
We are at the agmarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference here in Nashville, Tennessee. And joining us now for a look at what's going on here at the conference, Jacob Burks with agmarket.net. Jacob, it's good to see you, buddy. How are you?
It is always good to see you, Jesse. I appreciate having the opportunity to chat with AOA. Yeah, we've had an awesome week again so far. It's been really, really fun. Nashville's always fun. Great weather, too. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we could bring you some nice Mid-South weather for you guys to be back here again this year. And sure. I always love it when a conference comes to my backyard, too. It's always fun to spend some time down here. And a great crowd of folks and a lot of great speakers you guys had in this lineup this year talking about, well, tariffs, of course, has been one of the talking points, but a lot of other great things too, sure. Jacob.
You know, yesterday we took kind of a broad approach to it. We had Dan Bossy back resources. We had Eric Norland with the CME group, Eric Snodgrass with weather. So we had a lot of broad ideas, a lot of broad reaches covered with yesterday's. And today we've kind of drilled back down into, hey, this is what we need to do as a producer. This is what you need to do with your operation. You know, Randy Dowdy just got done speaking about, you know, growing more bushels and you know, some agronomy stuff too. So it's been awesome. We've had a lot of good response. You know, we always try to come down here for you, just to make it easy on you, Jesse. That's the whole goal.
Well, I think the whole goal is farming for profit, not price. That's the name of the conference. Yeah. And you know, you made a great point there. You guys kind of encompass everything: markets, a little agronomy, a little weather, and you know, kind of the thought of maybe growing more bushels or producing heavier weight livestock. I mean, it seems like some of the dynamics in farming and ranching and in the markets have just continued to evolve and change over the last several years, Jacob.
You know what? It has, and you know, you kind of brought my attention of. You know what you're talking about, what we're trying to do with it being a profitability is making sure that these guys are not just a price taker. Yeah. I sat with breakfast this morning with a producer all the way from Sweden. You know, he started talking to me about how they market grain and what they do. And they literally take it to the elevator and they get what the elevator gives them, whatever the co-op provides. And I think that's something that we encourage guys with this conference is like, you don't have to be a price taker. You can come in here and look at the ways to manage that price and guarantee yourself some profitability. You know, and with the last rally that we've seen, and now that we've got the markets back up a little bit, maybe we're getting back up into that profitability again.
Yeah. I want to talk markets with you here in a moment, but I do want you to give me a plug for your guys' app. I know you guys announced you're going to be doing some stuff there with Eric Snodgrass and the app moving forward. And so you guys, there's a lot lot of resources available right there on your mobile device.
Absolutely.
Right?
With our research team with JSA, Matt Bennett, Brian Split does some technical videos. We do some videos. We have all that intel packaged in our intel package, and you can get that with downloading the app off of any app store. With inside that app, if you're looking for an opportunity to help find your price of cost of production and your break even levels, we have that opportunity inside the My Farm app. We also look at it from how can these strategies that we talk about, when we talk about buying puts, selling calls, we talk about selling futures, how whatever strategy we're looking at, you can put that into our price scenario in our profit optimizer, and that will tell you, hey, is this a good idea or bad? And I use it a lot too, and I say, hey, this is a good idea for your operation. Look at what your break evens are, and does it make sense or not?
All right, and I know folks can find all that agmarket.net. Of course,
internet.
Yeah, best place to go. Best right. place to go for everything. Jacob Burks is with us. I got to ask you some market thoughts here. Obviously, the tariff talk is the big news of the weekend, and here at the conference, grains maybe rallying a little bit here now. What's some of the latest perspective you have there?
Well, there's nothing better than having a conference down here whenever all of a sudden you get a weekend that tariffs are going to take off on Monday morning, right? So they looks like they delayed those back till Tuesday, and then in the last hour we've seen them push that back for another month. There's a lot of questions. For the terrorists were understandable. We knew exactly what they were going to do. The problem is how are they going to retaliate? What was going to be the reaction? Were they going to buy corn or not and make from Mexico? Were they going to end up, with the dairy situation and across the border in Canada? How is that going to affect the soybean meal from canola meal? All that good stuff. This reaction that we're seeing right now, I do believe it's really just taking back a lot of what we lost on Friday as well. So we have to remember we were down about 6 or 7 cents on Friday too in the corn market and down a little bit in the beans. So, this type of bump up here is just kind of kick the can down the road. That's what tariffs were designed for in this situation, I believe, is to put some fear in the marketplace and try to get a better trade deal with our neighbors.
Looking over at the livestock sector, we got to talk about that too. Yeah. I know cattle opened a bit lower Monday, starting to get back in the green. We saw, I would say, a friendly cattle inventory report on Friday as well. And everyone's bullhorns have been on in this cattle market for a while. Yeah. Cash, futures, whatever the case is. What's your feeling right now in cattle?
Well, I mean, like you said, the bullhorns have been on for a while. Is the rally getting long in the tooth? Is the rally getting exhausted? And I think that's the fear. Whenever you see the fear in the marketplace, the fear is how did the fund community how do they manage the position that they have? They set record, for 2 weeks in a row, they set record positions in the feeder cattle. If what is out there that could scare this market to where the funds start exiting the feeder cattle and then the live cattle? That's been the big problem all the time with the with the cattle number report on Friday. Just kind of solidified. Hey, we knew that. We know that this is the smallest calf crop we've had since the 40s, and we that news has not changed. The problem that the quickest question is about is the domestic consumer still going to continue to pay for that as we go forward? And I think that it's that they've been pretty resilient, being consistent over that 310 to 320 level of boxed beef, and they keep buying it, and the retailers are still keeping the freezers full.
It's kind of the thing. I mean, we're seeing egg prices go up and beef prices are high, et cetera. But I think specifically when it comes to beef, I've made this comment before. If someone wants a steak, they're going to find a way to get a steak, right?
We just fed 200 of them last night. It's pretty good.
I mean, it's just that's part of what you see when it comes to beef demand. Hogs, real quick, starting to rally back a bit. I know there's some tariff concern there with Mexico, though. Right.
I just said previously before the market opened that I didn't think the market was going to react too negatively I thought Mexico would continue to have to buy that. Well, I was wrong. We went down $3.20, but we have battled back. We're now only down about a buck and a half or so. I think that it did have a little bit stronger effect than what I thought. Most of our ports going to Mexico. That's the biggest buyer, and I think that when you look at the hog market, our numbers still aren't very big. Mm-hmm. Like we still have some bullish potential there in that hog market. And I think longer term, I think we'll still continue to see the hogs move back higher.
A lot of volatility to pay attention to. We're going to keep our eyes on it. Jacob Burks with agmarket.net. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for joining us here.
It's always good to be in Nashville, man.
You
love
bet.
It.
And we're going to have more coverage from the Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference coming up on tomorrow's show. We're going to hear from Dan Bossy and a few other folks on the Ag Market team as well. We got a lot coming your way tomorrow here on AOA. For now, we're out of time. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
Sometimes life is wonderful. and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter Billie Eilish says it's so liberating to have found her own voice.
I can't express how gratifying and satisfying and fulfilling it has been to learn these things about my own voice that's in my body that I didn't even know.
You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
This is TV's Dr. Travis Stork for Eggland's Best. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make sure you're choosing wholesome ingredients like Eggland's Best eggs to plus up your nutrition. With more than 6 times the vitamin D and double the omega-3s and vitamin B12 compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best supports a healthy lifestyle. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, organic, free-range, and pasture-raised. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Workers at the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency.